Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Yay! Good morning.
We're 3 minutes late to work. This sucks.
Blog Talk. I'm gonna reserve comment until after the show's over. Okay, so welcome to your Friday edition of Lunch with Ginger and Corey. We are in fact here and technical difficulty. And it was not my fault this time, I would like to say. It was not my
fault. It was totally her fault.
Yesterday it was kind of my fault. But today it wasn't. So I tell you, this week has been amazing. The first week of the year, or is it second week? Does it count? Second week? Amazing, amazing so far. Issues bound. So, how are you doing this morning, Jen?
I am doing just fine. How are you doing?
I'd be better if Blog Talk was working.
I know. Blog Talk. Don't you know it's Friday? Don't you be doing this stuff to us?
Vegas over at Blog Talk. So, I guess we need to do some news because we're already late. What you got? What you got good for us?
Well, I have got several things good for us this morning. Actually, I'm going to start out with something from, well, there we go. This will pop up. There we go. Gamma Sutra has a news story about the 10 indie games you must watch out for in 2011. And I'm just going to go down the list pretty quickly. They say Retro City Rampage is one to look for. It's a parody open-world Grand Theft Auto-style drive and shoot 'em up. So it looks like it's for the WiiWare. It's coming to the Xbox Live Arcade and WiiWare in 2011. You take control of the player, causing havoc around town by running over as many people as you can and starting a huge shootout with the police. So that sounds like fun.
That sounds just like Grand Theft Auto, actually.
And then we've got Monaco from Pocket Watch Games.
Hmm.
This one actually won the Independent Games Festival Grand Prize after around 1 month of development. So that's not good. That's not good. That's not bad. I can't talk. I got thrown off today. Sorry, people.
Thanks, Blog Talk. Thanks.
Monaco puts you up. Puts you and up to three friends in the booth of Master Thieves as you attempt to pull off the greatest heist around the city of Monaco. So that's kind of cool. We've got Spy Party. Try your best to act like an AI character. It's a two-player espionage experience that will mess with your mind. One player takes the role of spy while the other is a sniper.
That game is excellent. I played that at PAX. Excellent.
Yeah, all right. Well, then we got to look out for that. The Witness from Jonathan Blow. All we know is it's an exploration puzzle set on a mysterious island and that it looks rather like it takes inspiration from the Myst series.
You
know, some people already had some play, but it's not really going into much about this, so I can't really tell you much about it. Dust and Elysian... Oh, these names, people. Seriously. Dust and Elysian Tale. A winner of the Dream Build Play competition back in 2009, Dust and Elysian Tale is headed to Xbox Live Arcade in 2011. It's a side-scrolling battler RPG. You follow the protagonist who's looking to rediscover his past. Everything you see is hand animated and painted. So that's kind of cool. Again, that's coming out in late 2011. We've got Dust Force by Hitbox. A second Dust Down for 2011. Dust Force is a platformer with a unique twist. You're armed with a broom. Your character can stick to walls and ceilings by climbing up dust like some kind of sanitary Super Meat Boy.
Right, people.
Y'all weird.
Sanitary Super Meat Boy.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. But there is several more in this list if you want to head over there. It's Gamma Sutra. So just look up. It's actually kind of interesting. There are several games here. So go over there. Check it out. It's really a lot of fun. I'm sorry. I'm going to lose my voice.
Don't lose your voice. Please don't lose your voice. We need your voice.
Try not to.
Okay. So we have our first wait a minute. Is it Danish? I could be wrong. I'm sorry. It's from North Wales. It's called Cirrig Perrig. It's an iPhone game. And it's Welsh. I'm sorry. I'm going to so be cut for that. I have a Welsh friend. It's the first ever app in Welsh for an Apple iPhone. And it's called Cirrig Perrig. And I'm sorry, I don't speak Welsh, so I probably pronounced it wrong. The game is basically set in space, and the player has to shoot up and avoid being hit by asteroids. Sound familiar? The head developer, whose name is Dylan Jones, said we have developed other products for the iPhone, but not yet using Welsh as the main language. And as a company based in, oh God, I'm going to butcher this, Caernarfon, this seems only the natural thing to do. And if it's a success, we'll do more. The rise in mobile phone app market has been phenomenal, with over 51 million sold to date, or to put it another way, the same figure as a total population of Wales multiplied by 17. Amazing. Yes. And BAFTA nominated and prize winning is what they're calling. The name of their company is Griff Films. They've previously produced several short films and animation for television. So interesting to see what they'll be able to do with the game. And they were born in 1992. I do mean born. We could say created, formed, if it's more pleasing to your ears. I like to say born. So they've been around a while. So this should be pretty amazing. We don't get many games, and usually it's English and some Asian derivative is what we get the games in. So Welsh is going to be interesting. They might create a whole new niche, Welsh, and might get some Spanish, some French, and I'd like that.
Yeah, that does sound like fun.
I can't speak any of those languages, but I'd like to play the games in them. Maybe I'll pick a few things up. Jen, do you have anything for us, darling?
I do, if I can get it pulled up. I'm sorry, I'm coughing in your ear.
It's okay. I've had worse.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Maya's Dress-Up takes styling games to a new level. Total Eclipse is pleased to announce the availability of the latest version of Maya's Dress-Up on separate editions for iPhone, iPod, Touch, and iPad. Blog Talk, me and you, we're going to have talk later. Y'all just threw me off. Maya from Total Eclipse's successful time management game, Fashion Boutique, is back, this time on portable devices. In this luxurious styling game, the player takes control of Maya's huge wardrobe to create her own fashionable combinations for every occasion, dressing Maya for the beach, the office, or dinner party. One can enjoy a vast variety of clothes, shoes, and accessories of different styles and colors in 38 categories. But wait, there's more! The recent free update to the game brings four more girls, Maya's friends, each a different ethnicity. which the player can style up as well. We are raising the quality factor in portable fashion games, providing characters and items that have been meticulously hand-painted with a high level of detail, says Aragus Benedalis, CEO of Total Eclipse. Sorry if I just butchered your name. But it is going to be for the iPad at $4.99. You can get it on the iPhone, iPod Touch for $2.99. So if you're into that kind of thing, head over to the App Store and check it out now. You can also friend them at Total Eclipse on Facebook.
Yay! I don't know about that, Jen. I'm just going to tell you. Well, you Dragon Age 2 people, listen up. BioWare has unveiled the Exile Prince downloadable content pack for Dragon Age 2. If you pre-order Dragon Age 2 by January the 11th, that's just in a few days, to get the free upgrade to the BioWare Signature Edition, which has over 15, I don't know what this, they have their money. Can some of you UK people write in, call in something and tell us what this symbol means? I'm sorry. It's going to be about 15 francs, quid, whatever it is, including the Exiled Prince. Again, this new content is going to be available for launch on March the 11th, 2011. And this, again, is if you order before January the 11th, you'll receive, this is a free upgrade for you. It's not really free if I got to pay to pre-order it, people. I'm sorry to tell you. The Exiled Prince DLC pack, it'll include the game's digital soundtrack, an exclusive in-game digital armory featuring a variety of in-game weapons that you probably won't be able to get otherwise or later. For those who do not pre-order Dragon Age 2 before January the 11th, the Exiled Prince will be available for purchase separately. Wow. For 560 Microsoft points, or about the 15 that they were saying. The Exiled Prince also includes the noble archer Sebastian Vale, with players joining him in the middle of his quest to avenge the brutal murder of his family. You always got to avenge your family. Sworn to the priesthood as a boy, Sebastian is forced to re-enter the viper's nest of princely politics when his family is brutally murdered, leaving him as the sole surviving heir. Sounds a lot like the Alistair, actually, or similar. Banding together with Sebastian and his unshakable loyalty and excellent aim, players will choose to either avenge Sebastian's murdered family to reclaim his title or direct his holy vengeance on their enemies in Kirkwall. In addition to this action-packed storyline, players will also be able to enlist Sebastian as a follower throughout the majority of Dragon Age 2. Is he cute is what I want to know. Do I want him following me around? I'm jumping around. Of course, Dragon Age is one of the most anticipated games of 2011. A couple of people, I'm not going to name their names, but a couple of other people, other websites are calling it epic, bloody as hell. Again, Dragon Age 2 will be available on PS3, Xbox, and PC on March the 8th, and in Europe on March the 11th. And as always, you should drop by and visit them. Tell them we sent you. These are the guys I flashed the fluffy cakes at. Just tell them the girl with the fluffy cakes from Gamer Girl Radio sent us. DragonAge.com is where you can visit them. You can also follow them on Twitter, at Dragon Age. And, of course, they have a Facebook, Dragon Age Origins. Love you guys over at BioWare. Awesome. Can't wait to play. Again.
Again. All right. More than 2.5 million unique users a month on Xbox 360 achievements.org and PS3 trophies.org.
Wow.
Yeah, seems they're racking up their own little achievements there. Both showed impressive growth in 2010 and far exceeded the goal set at the beginning of the year by the company. The network of sites not only broke the 2 million monthly unique users barrier in 2010, but also the 2.5 million milestone, with their PS3 site nearly doubling its readership to become one of the most visited dedicated PlayStation 3 sites on the internet.
Wow.
Xbox 360 Achievements, the biggest unofficial dedicated Xbox 360 site on the internet, posted record highs in 2010 and showed steady growth for their fifth year running, reaching 1.6 million unique users a month on average, according to Google Analytics. The site posted record highs for the network in September of 2010 with 1,717,761 unique users frequenting the site throughout the month.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that is really awesome. That's a lot of players. You guys are crazy.
You're one of them.
Yeah, all right, I admit to it, I'm a little bit crazy too.
Part of the crew, part of the ship. No.
Editor-in-Chief Dan Webb says, thanks to a huge effort from our team and a resolute dedication to providing quality content for our readers, we were able to eclipse any goals we set at the beginning of 2010. So that is awesome, guys. Congratulations. And all of you that head over there, that is pretty great yourselves.
Got to go and give them some love. Congratulations. We now will have to kill you and take your place. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, some of you out there will love this. Michael Jackson, The Experience, has moonwalked its way to 2 million copies.
Really, people?
I didn't see that one coming. Ubisoft announced today that its hit Christmas release, Michael Jackson The Experience, has sold through 2 million units to date. The latest sales figures do not include Japan, which has one of the largest and most concentrations of Michael Jackson fans anywhere. The game is scheduled to come out in Japan later this year. Again, the game was launched at the end of November and allows players to experience, being the King of Pop or performing some of his moves inspired by his choreography while listening to and singing along to, you know, some of our favorites. Michael Jackson, The Experience, they're proclaiming it to be a worldwide hit. This is what the fans have been waiting for, says Yves Guillemot. I keep screwing up her name. Didn't we talk about her earlier in the week? She's the chief executive officer of Ubisoft. That's bad. I'm sorry, Ubisoft. I love you. They're saying, the Michael Jackson The Experience is going to come to Kinect and the PlayStation Move on April the 14th of this year. And this is for the first time ever Kinect and the PlayStation gameplay experiences allow fans to dance and sing for a complete performance experience, which sounds kind of interesting. I might get that just so I can laugh at people when they visit. Also new to the Kinect and PlayStation Move are the songs that are currently not on the Wii, I'm guessing, Blood on the Dance Floor and I Just Can't Stop Loving You, with additional tracks to be revealed soon. The Kinect and PlayStation versions will also include new exclusive features that greatly enrich your experience, but they're not saying what? I'm losing my voice, too. You stop it.
I know. It's the weather here in Texas. You people, it's killing us.
In the Kinect version, apparently, Ubisoft is saying, oh, what is this? Okay, they're saying that it'll project the player on screen and into the game itself, so your body will be tracked. So you'll be
able
to.
That's cool.
Well, allow you to see true movements and steps. So the level of immersion is supposed to allow you to feel like you're in the environment, inspired by the music and the live performances. Yay! There's also a very exciting co-op and battle mode, which will allow up to 4 players to collaborate or compete for the best performer prize with the Kinect version. Ah. So that sounds like it'll be a whole lot of fun. I am still sort of a Michael Jackson fan, so maybe I'll pick that up. Video some people at my house playing it so we can point and laugh.
yes, please post that to Facebook. I want to see.
also, they're saying that there's going to be the Move is going to also have some special additions. It's supposed to adapt to whichever one you're playing. So with the Move only, microphone will come with it. The Move microphone only or Move Plus microphone should help with some moves. This is going to be real interesting. I got a video of somebody playing this at my house. So, again, you can pick that up in April of this year. Please send us video. We want to laugh with you. We'll let you laugh with us.
We may even post it on the website if you let us.
Send it to me. It's going on the website. Don't send it to me and say, don't put this up. Oh, it's going up.
Have to do a competition. See who's got the silliest. All right. There's a dark creature prowling the streets of London.
Oh, no, run.
O Games releases the official trailer for upcoming mystery titled The Mysterious Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde for Nintendo DS and PC. That's going to be released February 18th of 2011. This thrilling mystery and hidden object game takes you to the streets of London in 1886. There have been fearful whispers of a grotesque human monster prowling the shadowy alleys of the Soho district. A murderer of a prosperous citizen with a faultless reputation is posing puzzling questions.
Too easy.
Yeah, I know. Why did he have to die? Who is responsible for this crime? You step into the role of Inspector Newcomen, and with the help of your good friend, Dr. Jekyll, you work together to solve this mysterious case. Throughout your investigation, you will have to complete over 30 exciting mini-games, collect fingerprints, examine your findings, navigate your way through all the twists and turns of the story, and solve the crime. Again, this is going to be released for the Nintendo DS and PC on February 18th of 2011, but they did not tell me where to actually go see this trailer.
Well, we're going to have it up shortly.
Oh, yay! Corey found it. Yay!
So, you can check by the site all day today, in about 20 minutes. I is awesome.
She so is.
I is awesome. So, wait a minute, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. I've got something interesting. Our friends over in Engadget apparently just did an interview this morning with the people over at Snapstick, and they're saying they're rather floored with this new gadget. I'm not sure what it is. It just looks cool. I want it. It does. It looks cool. It fits in the hand. You know, awesome little gadget. Hang on just a sec. I'm getting some more information. they just posted this up. I don't know what you said. It sounded real dirty, Jen.
I said nothing.
It broke up. You're saying bad stuff. Okay, so here's what it is. This is a small set-top box for running a very stripped-down version of Ubuntu, right? Mm-hmm. You guys know what Ubuntu is? No, you don't. It's okay. it connects to your home network, through your TV, HDMI, all that good stuff. And they already have D-Link announced as their partner. But the hardware that they're saying that they saw isn't the final version. So once the box is connected and online, you can go ahead and download the Snapstick app for your iPhone or iPad and install the Snapstick browser toolbar and bookmarklet. I like that new word, bookmarklet. And then you have the app on your iPhone, and it's essentially a wired combination of your browser and a VNC app. And you can go to any website on your iDevice, queue up video content you're trying to snap. Once you've loaded it, you can, you know how you do with your iPhone, shake it. And it sends a link over to the Snapstick box, and in about 5 seconds, the same page from your phone appears on your, wait for it, TV screen.
On the TV screen? Are you sure?
Yes, and at this point, the app switches into control mode, which is kind of a remote control desktop, basically, which lets you control it. And you can do whatever you do on your device, and it shows up on your TV. This is going to make presentations really easy for some of you who love to, or you need presentations for business. You can, do your stuff and have it all on your iPhone. Make sure you lock it up. It says you can also switch back to browser mode while the video is playing on the TV, so you don't have to keep that up on your iPhone, which, again, is good for some of you in business who like to try to talk to, and other people while you're working. You can put the video up and do your presentation and send dirty text messages to your boyfriend.
Yeah, I'm seeing this going wrong real quick.
It is.
Pictures going up on the wall that aren't supposed to be going up.
Oh, I love it. That's why I'm encouraging them to do it. This makes good news for us. I'm just saying. So, you guys, they're saying, again, it's not the final version. You can go over to our friends at Engadget and check it out. you were warned by Ginger already. Make sure you don't put any pictures on your iPhone. Or better yet, have a separate iPhone for work so you don't put any pictures of your guy doing bad stuff.
Hide your porn. Hide your sex.
I'm trying to get off that song. Stop it.
Sorry.
What do you got? What else do you got? I'm running away from that song.
All right, so we've heard about the whole 3DS controversy. Does it hurt your eyes? Does it not? Back and forth, back and forth. Over at GamePolitics.com today, they have a story that says the 3DS may actually help uncover undiagnosed vision problems.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of neat. In addition to several eye specialists who see nothing wrong with the kiddies using Nintendo's 3D handheld, the American Optometric Association also chimed in on the 3DS concerns. They released this press release. It's via the PR Newswire. The American Optometric Association, AOA, representing America's family eye doctors, says 3D and movies, TV, and even 3D on Nintendo's 3DS isn't necessarily bad for adults or children. In fact, optometrists, professional healthcare providers committed to children's vision and eye health, say 3D viewing may actually help uncover subtle disorders left uncorrected, often result in learning difficulties.
Amazing.
So this is kind of neat. The AOA does point out that difficulty viewing 3D displays, be it movies, TV, or 3DS, may be indicative of undetected vision disorders. So that is really kind of neat. 3DS may actually help you find out whether your kid needs glasses or other
help.
Eye help, yes. Again, that was from Game Politics and Newswire. If you want to read the whole thing, head on over there.
Okay.
So we are going to go ahead and take a break now. Yes, early today. Yes, on time. Are we taking a break?
Yeah. Let's take a break.
Okay. So those of you who don't understand what this means, guess what? If you're listening live, you're probably going to have to download the rest of this to hear the rest of the wonderful news for the day. And we'll see you on the flip side. Hopefully Blog Talk doesn't cut us off completely. But if we do, we're sorry. We'll see you Monday. And if not, we'll see you on the other side of this break. Yay. Not want us to do a podcast today. They don't love us anymore, I think.
No, we're just too sexy for them.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's the losing the voice thing. So we're back. And those of you who are listening live again, we're going to cut off on you in just a second. We're still here. Go ahead and download us a little bit later. Still love you. So
got plenty of stories for you.
Tons of news. Okay, so yet another conference. God, this is the year of the conference. Who knows where to go? Well, you could go to the Login Conference, which is happening May 16th through the 18th in Bellevue, Washington. Currently, the organizers of Login 2011 have put out a call for speakers this week. They're saying the annual event, which is dedicated to online and social gaming, is looking for speakers and their abstracts to be submitted so they can be properly vetted and approved ahead of the event's launch, again on May 16th through the 18th in Bellevue. Candidates are asked to review the topics of interest and session submission tips on the Login 2011 website and then submit a completed session proposal form with 1,000-word abstract and biography before the deadline of February the 13th. Wow, sounds like homework to me. you can view some of these submitting suggestions. I'll give you one here. One of them is submit a proposal on one of the many identified areas of interest. The advisory board has put a good deal of thought into identifying areas they feel are relevant to attendees. If your proposal is the only one for an area they're interested in, it will have priority over all the proposals outside of our identified topics, meaning you win by default. So, also, they want you to avoid any marketing slant in your proposals, particularly if you represent a service or a technology vendor. They're not going to be hosting any sponsored or commercial sessions, and proposals that appear to be sales pitches in disguise and will be automatically rejected. Again, you can go over and check out their website, which is www.2011.loginconference.com. And if you have trouble spelling and you speak in elite speak, please do not embarrass us gamers by sending in a paper written in. Yeah. Spell U with the letter U type of thing. Can you hear me, Jay?
Yes. Just because we talk the way in games, just because, you know, we act all silly in gaming does not mean we should actually write like that, people.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Team 6 Game Studios announces Supersonic Racer for the Wii. Supersonic Racer has it all with 12 over-the-top wacky characters and vehicles. From space shuttle to monster truck, from pizza dude or taxi driver to a magnetic superbike from the year 2400. Everything you can imagine and more will race against each other in four crazy worlds, karting like never before. Feel the burning heat nightmare world. See how big a planet must be to house all of our garbage and trash world. Hold your breath for a very long time while checking out the most beautiful underwater world you've seen in Aqua World. And see how computer games really work in game world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is coming out for the Wii. I'm looking for a price for y'all, but I'm not seeing anything.
I'm worried.
Yeah.
I'm rather worried about that. Okay, moving along. Commander Conquest of the Americas is saying they have new DLC pack. Prepare for the high seas and watch out for the pirates. Paradox Interactive, one of our favorite companies in Nitro mm-hmm. Games, today announced the new DLC pack for Pirates Treasure Chest. For Commander Conquest of the Americas, you can discover the infamous pirate island of Tortuga, which you saw. Yes. As you explore new quests, locations, and treasures, join the pirates or fight against them. These new pirate captains can become your best friend or your new worst enemy. And no, Johnny Depp is not in it. I'm sorry. No Captain Jack Sparrow. But you could probably name, you know, yourself Captain Jack Sparrow if it makes you feel better. Pirate Treasure Chest is available today on all leading digital distribution sites, so that probably means your Steam, your Direct to Drive, all that good stuff. You can choose from 7 different European factions in Commander Conquest of the Americas, so you can take charge of a European power aiming to conquer the New World, found new colonies, and manage your resources, production, military, and much more as they develop into a full-blown empire. You can choose to command ships in RTS fashion or take direct control as your fleet engages ships of an enemy nation in bloodthirsty pirates at a highly detailed tactical level. I am in love with this because it sounds like Sid Meier's Pirates.
It's no joke. It's a good game. I loved that game. That was a really good game, actually. I had a lot of fun playing it.
Oh, does that mean we need to do it again? Yeah, I think we need to do it again.
Yeah, may need to do it again. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, God, I got to play this. I got to do this, like, after the show right away.
Yeah, you'll definitely love the battle warfare out in the oceans. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that sounds exactly like Sid Meier's Pirates. I love that.
But that game is no joke. It's going to make you work for it.
Oh, I like it. Daytime. Okay, so...
jump topics really quick.
Skip on over that.
Yeah. A fifth of consumers are playing social games online.
Yes.
Uh-huh. According to a new report by Econ Consultancy, which looks in detail at a sector now worth close to $1 billion.
Yes.
The 38-page Social Gaming Smart Pack is a guide to understanding the current industry landscape and where the sector is heading. With case studies of how brands such as McDonald's, Volvo, and Disney have already invested in this space.
Mm-hmm.
The report includes findings of an online survey of 2,000 consumers carried out by the e-consultancy last month in association with Taluna. According to the report, the integration of social networks in particular has changed the way the world plays, as it has allowed social gaming to cross over to the mainstream. A consultancy's research manager, Elia Zadie, said gaming is one of those sectors that has emerged from the social media landscape and is now showing rapid growth thanks to the explosion of social networking technologies. Social gaming is exciting because even in its relative infancy, it has shown itself to be highly profitable and to deliver strong return on investment, largely thanks to the sale of virtual goods and currency. The sector is an attractive area of investment for forward-thinking marketers. wow, this is really long. I guess the key survey findings are, overall, a fifth of respondents to the e-consultancy Telluno Consumer Service said they played social games online. Doesn't surprise me. A lot of people do nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly more females are playing social games, 20% compared to 18% of males. Again, not surprising to me.
Mm-hmm.
Social games are played frequently, with almost a third of gamers, 30%, saying they play several times a day, and just over a quarter playing several times a week. Yeah, Facebook games, I hate you. A fifth of social gamers, 20%, have paid to play a social game, and 22% have bought virtual goods or purchased virtual currency. Men are more likely to play social games, men are more likely to pay to play social games.
Really?
Because, yeah, apparently. So that is kind of neat. If you want to check out the whole thing, you can check it over out on econsultancy.com.
Actually, they can't, but we can get a copy.
Oh, yeah. We can get a copy. My bad.
Because we're special. We can get a copy. We may do one of the night shows and talk about that. I see that as a good thing to discuss because it's very interesting. But it's 38 pages, so we'll read it first and then we'll condense into two sentences. No, but we'll...
we'll put it as a title of, you know, like social gaming, the devil.
Facebook is the new devil.
True story.
The seventh circle of hell.
Single.
38 pages. Well, at least somebody took the time to do the research, and it seems like it's good. So more from our friends over at Engadget, because they are really hoofing it. I like when people do good reporting work. Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys. Oh, gosh, so much to cover. If you were listening to the show last night, you heard us talk about the Lady Gaga glasses. but this is not the thing. I did mention this last night because it wasn't there, but this is awesome over at Engadget. Ion iCade has a gaming pad that is like the ones from 1979, like the arcade. And they used to actually make these, in case you didn't know, way back then, but you could rarely find them. This is when gaming was still trying to find its footing. We still are now, but you can see a picture of this. I want it. okay, so actually, you probably saw this last year, ThinkGeek had a April Fool's prank where they did something like this, the iCade cabinet for iPad. And actually, now the people at Ion actually made it. Come late spring, retro gaming enthusiasts will be able to pick up one of the well-built Bluetooth. Hello. It looks old school, but it's not. Bluetooth joystick kits for $99 direct from Ion. And eventually they'll make it across to you guys over in the UK. And you can play all the classic games that come on the iCase, courtesy of Atari, who's already got Asteroids working on iPad version. Ha ha. But isn't that awesome?
That is pretty awesome.
It looks so old school, but it's so new. I like it.
yeah, Corey needs more toys.
Yeah, I need more toys. I'm already out of control. Help!
All right, I'm going to go into the next one. Mobile sci-fi sim Galaxy on Fire 2, now supercharged with NVIDIA's Tegra 2 3D chipset on Android. So I'm guessing 3D for our phones. A special ultra-high-res OpenGL ES 2.0 version of FishLab multi-award-winning outer space simulation Galaxy on Fire 2 is demoed at the NVIDIA booth 31431 at CES, going on now, on upcoming Android tablets and superphones powered by NVIDIA's Tegra 2 3D chipset.
Oh, wow. Say that again 3 times fast.
That was a long sentence, people. the ultimate outer space simulation for mobile phones and tablets, Galaxy on Fire 2, is being demoed. All right, we already read that, people. ultra-high resolution textures and high poly count meshes on NVIDIA's Tegra 2 3D graphics chip. Galaxy on Fire has been heavily overworked to utilize the double-core rendering power of the NVIDIA Tegra 2 3D graphics accelerator. Compared to the iPad version, the game features a 4 times higher texture size and 6 times higher poly count on its spaceships, as well as OpenGL ES 2.0 specular and bump shaders on all in-game assets running fluidly, even at up to 1280 by 800 pixels resolution on the Android 2.3 Gingerbread and 3.0 Honeycomb tablet. So I'm guessing that's going to be really pretty. If you play Galaxy on Fire 2 on a Tegra 2-powered Android device, it can easily compete with the experience on your gaming PC or console, says Michael Shade, CEO of Fish Labs Entertainment. With providing console graphics, rendering on mobile devices powered by Tegra 2, and more importantly with Tegra Zone promoting superior mobile gaming experience, NVIDIA is changing the game and changing the game in mobile gaming for developers and gamers. What I want to know is, does it come with protective gloves to keep you from burning your hands, if it's going to be anything like the iPhone?
I hear the iPhone 4 is much better.
I would hope so, but I'm thinking you're running that kind of stuff on a tablet and whatnot. Yeah, you're going to end up burning yourself. That's going to get hot quick.
Ooh, well, let us pray. Let us bow our heads in prayer for a moment.
All third-degree burns in the name of gaming.
So, hang on. Yeah, lovely, lovely. You people gosh, I got a list. I'm making a list. All of you. Blog Talk, Firefox, you all are on my list this week, all of you.
Y'all are going to get cut.
Really? Somebody's okay, so also over from our friends Game Politics, the Mac App Store launches, a group claims hack ready for it to go. The Mac App Store launched this week. Users that install the Mac OS Snow Leopard 10.6.6 update allows a completely new way to purchase and install apps designed specifically for Apple computers. The top titles on the iOS-style store include Angry Birds for $4.99. Remember, we talked about that earlier in the week. Chopper 2 for $1. Mm-hmm. And Flight Control HD for $4.99, according to Shaq News. Hi, guys. Around 100 games are available in the store, along with a handful of other products, such as apps and utilities. The new Mac App Store is a start, but has a long way to go before it can compete with Steam on Mac, which, of course, is like the powerhouse everywhere. On a related note, the Mac hack group Haculous claimed that within hours of the store's launch yesterday that it had managed to hack the store, and the group plans to release a hack in February called Kickback. And you can read more of what they said over at GamePolitics.com. And this proves my theory, actually. I said this just yesterday. You Mac users that claim that how wonderful the Mac is, it has no viruses. This is why, because before no one was paying attention to the Mac. Now that they are, I promise you, you're going to have some problems.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's going to be more viruses and things as more of these hackers start getting a hold of stuff. So be ready, people. Mac, it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Continue, Jen.
All right. Well, you know, earlier in the week, I talked about Mission Against Terror and how much I love that game. Well, they are doing a special charity campaign for Gamers Outreach. For every new account created in free-to-play shooter Mission Against Terror, a publisher will donate $1 USD to Project Go Kart.
Yay!
Yeah. Everyone's favorite free-to-play shooter from Wicked Interactive today announced that it's extending its campaign with Gamers Outreach to benefit the wounded soldiers at Dallas Veterans Affairs Medical Center. Beginning in December, Wicked Interactive has been donating $1 to Project Go Kart for every new account created in Mission Against Terror. Project Go Kart is a division of Gamers Outreach that funds the construction of portable entertainment kiosks, which are used to transport video games and other sources of entertainment to patients who have limited access to activities outside their rooms. Wicked Interactive's campaign is very generous, said Zach Wiggle, executive director of Gamers Outreach. Downloading the game and creating a character is an incredibly easy way for people to support the Dallas, Texas VA hospital and help us get them a go-kart.
You are so going to get us cut. You're going to get us cut. Let me correct his name because I am looking for – I'm not on Messenger, but
Weigel?
I'm pretty sure I'm going to – yes, Weigel.
Weigel.
Sorry. Oh, he's going to cut me. It's her, Zach. It's her.
It's my team. I'm sorry. I apologize.
God. He talks more than I do. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to get cut for that, too. Love you, Zach.
Yeah, that one was great.
That one was just – we'll talk about it. Probably will. So, you lovely people that love, is it Galaxy on Fire 2? Did we talk about that?
Yes, I did that one.
Did we? Why is that on my list? Why did I not cross it off? My fault. Moving along. Pandora Saga? Did we do that?
No, we've not done Pandora Saga.
Wow. Thank you, Blog Talk. Whole day screwed up. Okay. So, you people that love Pandora Saga, it's open. It's an open beta. Are you ready?
I'm open.
Yes. So, Atlas Online. If you're not familiar with Atlas, if you remember that game I was addicted to some years ago, they made that lovely game. So today they've celebrated the launch of Pandora Saga. It's an open beta. And they're doing it with much mirth and fanfare, apparently, according to their press release. They're inviting MMORPG fans to sign up and take part in the game's massive Rome versus Rome battles. And in addition to raising the player level cap and unlocking all the classes, the open beta I've been hanging out with New Yorkers. The open beta also offers fans to play during the open beta the first week free trial dexterity and trial life perfumes in-game boost items that will aid you in your magical journey. let me get a website for you. Also, the open beta follows a very successful closed beta, they're saying, which included a number of group excursions into the game's inhospitable wilderness, culminating in a large inter-realm clash. It served as a sneak peek for what the fans are going to get a look at, with some breathtaking battles at time to 600 players large. That sounds so awesome. 600.
That sounds awesome.
And they're promising they're going to bring it. They're due to be released early this year in 2011. And they do have a link to download the open beta client, which we'll have posted up for you shortly. You can also go over and register for the open beta or to get more info about the game at pandorasaga.atlas, and that's ATLUSonline.com. And they make excellent games, so I have no doubt this is going to be great. And I'm going to try to stay away from it because this sounds like, you know, what I like. 600 people and I got a sword. That's all kinds of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got lost. I was thinking, ugh. This is Pandora. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Bear with me because this is kind of lost in translation a little bit. Guildmark Design Contest with Real Game Cash. There is still time left for being a part. Oh, boy. There's still time left to join the big contest to obtain game cash points and four-story global servers. Zemai Interactive, a leading online game developer and publisher, announced today that its unique contest is going on for 1 week. With plenty of applicants, they decided to take the term of the contest longer than just January. No, sorry, they decided to extend the contest to January 31st. People, I'm winging it because this is bad, not good English I'm reading here.
Players can be English that belongs to us.
Something. Oh. Players being asked to make a nice and unique guild mark when they build their own guild in the game, and to take a screenshot and upload it in the four-story global community.
How nice.
The four-story GM team will then count the votes from the community against each masterpiece and announce three winners who will win a total of 225,000 free cash point rewards. There are some guidelines how to participate. You need to take a screenshot of your own guild and post it to screenshot section of the four-story homepage. So step one, make your own guild. You need to reach at least level 20 for this. You press G to see the guild window. Press the guild mark button on the guild window. Choose your own guild mark. Take a screenshot. Submit the screenshot. Not hard. Rules are the GM team will check how many votes each guild marks got. No vote abusing. No cheaters. And current guild marks cannot be taken as a winner. So if you're a four-story player or want to check that out, it's www.global.4story, you know, letter or number 4, story.com. So head over there and check that out.
Okay. Are we about ready to go?
I'm going to call it Friday.
Well, we're going to go ahead and say goodbye. It's been so lovely spending this time with you, although it's been a crazy Friday already. For those of you who are looking for the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and I am getting evil, I am already asking, where is that trailer? It is up and ready to go on our site. in two different places, no less, for you, those of you who are lazy. And it looks awesome. I know I want to play.
Oh, did Corey just call y'all lazy?
Why would you do that to me, dude? They didn't notice. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, if I'm dead come Monday, it's because she cut me.
No, I'm going to send somebody else to cut you. Never do the dirt myself. So anyway, you guys have a great weekend. And remember, if you have news you want to share with us, you can send it over to press@gamingmatrix.com. If you love us, favorite us. And I had another thing to tell you, but I have forgotten. Yay. We'll see you guys on Monday.
Monday. Y'all have a good weekend.
You're going to want to see this.
All right, now you people who play WoW, y'all got to get into the PvP. I got to kill.
This is going to be good.
Oh, yes. I think I'm doing some bench
grab
gaming. You guys find me wherever you can.
Grab and peel.
Pills there.
Grab and peel.
Woo!